Where in the Bible will I find we are not to offend anyone in preaching the truth? Hello, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. There are so many weak church members who will suggest that the preacher stay away from subjects on water baptism, the one church, and the gospel plan of salvation, because they say, we have those here who do not believe in these, and if you teach on these subjects, these people will leave. There are so many young preachers believing that the way to be popular with the congregation is to never present a lesson on a subject that someone may object to. Can you hear the Apostle Paul saying to the young preacher Timothy, now to be popular, do not say anything that will offend anyone. Do not preach on subjects that people will not like to hear. Just tell them that all of them will be saved and you will be popular. No, on the contrary, Paul told Timothy to preach the word. Be urgent in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come, he said, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside unto fables. 2 Timothy 4, 2-4. That time is now with us, tragically. So many will not listen to the truth. They want to hear nothing said against their sins. They don't want you to talk about drinking, use of tobacco, or other types of drugs. They want to be considered a Christian, but many want to refuse to live like one, unfortunately. We're not to intentionally offend anyone by calling them names, but any time a gospel sermon is preached, someone is going to be offended. If it is the truth, God will be pleased if we preach it in love, but some will be offended. If it is not the truth, God will be offended. We must please God in all things. So let us encourage preachers, young and old, to preach the whole truth, whether it is an unpopular subject or not. Preach it with a proper attitude, but preach it nonetheless. We must realize God's Word will judge us in the last day. John 12:48.